Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Mullet Cast, the podcast where business and pleasure collide.
It's a long, continuous episode.
This is the never-ending episode. Actually, we're chopping it up for part of the Gary Vee challenge. So we have 64 pieces of content. So this should be its own episode.
That's right. Okay.
So this is a standalone episode of the Mullet Cast. We're joined by Mark Collazo.
How are you?
What's happening, Mark?
No problem. Thanks for coming down to the Iron Room.
Thanks for hosting us in the all-new Iron Room. A year ago, like a week ago, we were at the old Iron Room for a little triple play podcast. Casting too. So thanks for continuously being a host for us. It's exciting to be over at the new spot. And the weird thing is, you were an early guest of the Mullet Cast. We'll have to look up what episode number, but definitely, I think it was below 10. So you were early. And at the time, I think a lot of your Tennessee Ave plans were in early development.
Yeah. It was just starting, I think.
So it's pretty crazy to be back and see everything that's happening.
It's really been a crazy transformation.
So in the meantime, like, what have you built?
So
just on this block.
So I started the first concept we built out here was the yoga studio, which is a little down the street.
Oh, cool.
Then we opened up Made, the chocolate bar, which is this amazing, unique concept. You guys should stop there when you're done. So picture you're sitting in a bar, and the back bar is just glass, and behind the glass is a chocolate factory.
Oh, cool.
So she makes chocolate from bean to bar. Right there, and you could sit there with your wife and have a glass of wine.
Like Krispy Kreme, but fancy chocolate.
Exactly. Yeah. And so she, my partner Deb, was the executive pastry chef at Harrah's Caesars Valleys.
Wow.
So, I mean, she's just amazingly talented in everything sweet. So.
And jumped at the opportunity to have some ownership stake in something and lay some roots.
Yeah, so she was the pastry chef there. Her husband was executive sous chef at Carmine's. They both quit their jobs and went full steam into the world of chocolate.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And then the beer hall.
Then then we opened up the coffee shop and then the beer hall and then Rhythm and Spirits.
So. Wow. That's cool. And in that time, Evan has recorded 200 podcast episodes. Wow. So it's very similar as far as productivity. That was a long way to throw a dig at you.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate that. I should have had loftier goals, you know what I'm saying?
Shoot for the stars.
It is crazy. No, but I remember you were talking to us at the time, and you said there's a lot of unique things going into what you're trying to do, because you're trying to build places people can go to locally. And one thing you said, now that you mentioned the yoga studio, you're like, part of it is you have to go educate. Like, you were talking to, like, the local police. Like, you know, we're bringing ladies down here in Lululemons that are walking around this neighborhood. Like, how are we going to handle that? So, I mean, you had this whole vision, which is, it's, to me, it's really cool to come back. Like, holy shit, he did it.
Yeah.
You know, so did you ever have, like, did it play out exactly the way you thought?
No, not at all. I guess I was overly optimistic. I just started buying up property, and I was like, once I buy enough, I'm going to tell everybody my plan, and people are going to rush to be my tenants. Like, they're just going to want to flock here because I'm going to do this amazing thing.
Right.
But it was only amazing in my head. Nobody wanted to come here.
Amazing.
So the yoga studio, they were the first people to sign on, and I would bring people down here, and they'd be like,
because if you want to attract people with lofty goals, yoga instructors is probably a good way to start.
Yeah. I remember I talked to a guy that owns a tattoo shop on the mainland.
Right.
And I won't say his name, but he's a big guy. He's got like a tattoo on his head. And I brought him down here, and he's like, I'm not going to open a business here.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, holy shit. Maybe I can curse on this, right?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah.
It's under Ming's account, so he'll be suspicious.
I would not be here.
I just got in trouble last week because I do some stuff on WOND, the AM station. Right. And we were having this turducken event where all the chefs here were making stuff out of turducken on Beaujolais Day, and the chef at the beer hall made turducken empanadas, and he made this duck gravy. So I'm on the radio talking about it, and I said, the duck gravy is so good, it's going to make you want to come in your pants. So,
and you're like, oh my God, people still listen to AM radio. Well, so we got a complaint.
So we got a complaint. So somebody emailed the general manager, and he said, I was in the car with my wife and kids, and Mr. Collazo said blah, blah, blah. So I said to the GM, I go, I know you're looking at this as a negative. I go, I'm looking at this as four people are actually listening.
That's right.
And two of the kids on the most boring car ride.
Yeah, that's right.
Imaginable.
Now those kids have a priceless Thanksgiving story to share for generations.
So I got the lesson that you can't say that.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And another positive, you didn't incorporate like a turkey baster into the conversation.
Yeah.
Either.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's a plus.
Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, it was pretty good. So anyway, let me go back to the story.
Right.
So I got the yoga studio signed on, and that kind of helped get some other people involved. But what I really had to do was, like, my vision was get people like Deb and Mark from the chocolate shop and let them have their own business. And I wanted to be a landlord.
Right.
I had to partner with everybody here because, you know, besides capital and everything else, it was just people were afraid to make the leap. So I had to build out all these places and put the teams together and the concepts. But I mean, it's great now, and it's good that for these four, you know, I got to be able to shape, you know, what they are. But I've got great partners along the way with everything. I mean, you know, Chef Kevin Lee is my partner in Rhythm and Spirits.
Right.
He's amazing with cocktails. Mark and Deb, Charlie's our chef at the beer hall. So, you know, I just have a lot of great people that I work with that, you know, bring these unique things, and we just wanted the concepts to be, you know, authentic and places that, you know, people want to go to.
So. Right. So what did this block look like when you bought your first parcel down here?
I mean, it was empty.
Yeah.
You know, there was, I mean, the Piccolo's been here for a long time, and the Irish Pub's been here for a long time, but other than that, it was just a wasteland.
Yeah.
And that, the street really wasn't unsafe. It was just that there was nobody here.
Right.
So, like I tell people all the time, when you go to Las Vegas and you go to walk over those walkways from casino to casino, there's tons of homeless people there.
Right.
Nobody's afraid because you're walking over the walkway with 50 people at a time. But if you were walking over there by yourself, you'd be like, oh, what am I doing here? You know?
True.
So once the beer hall opened, I think the block just, you know, changed overnight. You know, even on a slow day, there's a couple hundred people that come in and out of the beer hall throughout the day.
Right.
So just having that volume of people gives you the appearance that it's safe. And it is safe, but at least now it gives you the appearance that it's safe too.
Right.
So,
yeah, because we talked to Jamie, she'll be working at late at night. She's like, she has no worry walking into her car. She said it's totally happening. So what's the best deal you got on a piece of property? Like, how much has the landscape changed? Like, if someone to come in and buy something in this area now compared to when you were buying property?
It changed a lot. So the first building I bought was where Made is.
Okay.
And it's about 2,000 square feet, you know, ocean block real estate. And I bought the building for $24,000.
Wow.
You can't talk like that next to John. John's going to have a heart attack, man.
So,
And was it empty at the time?
It was empty, Yeah, it was just a shell. It was a former pizza place.
Wow.
But then people started to get wind of what I was doing, and the prices went up and up. And now I just bought, I don't know if you saw the bus parking lot down the end of the block.
Yeah.
I had to pay $1 million for that.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
You drove up the market and now have to pay at the top of the market.
Yeah, I wanted to say to the sellers, I'm like, you should thank me for having to give you $1 million for this parking lot.
That's crazy.
What an opportunity for that guy, you know?
Yeah.
3 years ago, it was worth scrap.
Yeah. Yeah, I should have tried to buy it then, you know, but...
So do you have, are there other, do you have other properties in this area that you haven't developed yet, aside from that? Like,
yeah, are you trying to connect? I mean, this is probably... connects to your question, but are you trying to connect this to any other blocks nearby?
Well, we work with the people that are on St. James and New York.
Right.
So the Irish pub is there. Bouret is there. There's a restaurant. You can see that black building across the street there. Yeah. That's going to be a cabaret club from some people that operate stuff in Philly. And there's another restaurant going over there. So we're kind of, working together, marketing ourselves as a destination to go to.
And, right.
You know, we see it, and especially when the weather was nicer, people would come to the beer hall, and then they would go to Bouret, and then they would come back to Maid for dessert.
That's cool.
Bar hop their way around.
It's funny, because Evan told me about what you were doing probably 6 months ago, and I was down here doing some shows, and I just, for fun, I pulled up listings on Zillow, and residential properties have doubled within the last 2 years, at least around the immediate area. Right. Like, it was stuff had sold, and you saw for like $30,000, and then you checked the date, and it was like 2016, and then the stuff that sold for $60,000-$70,000 was last year, and then the stuff that was on the market was $100,000.
Yeah.
You know, so you've probably driven some of that stuff up.
Yeah, I mean, once I kind of like went public with what my plan was, that's when everybody started jumping in and that kind of thing.
So your idea of, I'm just going to do this stuff and tell everybody about it.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen. It just took a little while to get there, but it happened.
It did, yeah, and it happened. So I'm done with like the food and beverage part of this. Really, my next phases are going to be building apartments, because, I wanted this to be live, work, play.
Right.
And you can work in a casino or at Cooper Levinson or Atlanticare, and I want you to live here and I want you to play here.
Right.
And I thought that you needed the place to play first, because, it was one night about 5 years ago. I was at the Iron Room, and the place was closing down, so all the staff hung around. We all had a drink at the bar after it closed. And I kind of went around the room, and I was like, well, where do you live, and where do you live? And none of them lived in Atlantic City.
Wow.
They all lived in Galway or Absecon or Brigantine. And, I said, well, tell me why you don't live in Atlantic City. And one reason was there's just not a good, housing stock of apartments.
Right.
But the other thing was there's nothing to do, they said. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, there's everything for me to do here. Because, my idea of a good night out is to go have a great meal, drink some wine, go home, watch the Golf Channel. So, that's that's my ideal night.
Right.
But what they want to do is go from place to place and do all these different things.
Right.
So, they kind of described it. And I said, you're right. Atlantic City doesn't have a main street.
Mm.
I guess Atlantic Avenue was at some point, but it's not now. And trying to make that into a main street is just an insurmountable task.
Right.
So I said, well, why don't I start buying on an ocean block and try to make my own main street?
Right.
So that's kind of how it started. And I used to go to Piccadilly all the time, so I knew the street.
Right.
Two questions.
Yeah.
Where are you building the apartment building so I can buy a house across the street from it? And will you lend me the money to buy the house?
So
is that your backup plan?
So yes, I mean, my day job is I lend money. So
right, that's right.
Yes, I'll lend you money. I have a couple apartment projects in the works right now that we can't really address.
Right. But sure. So are you looking to rehab stuff existing, stock and AC, or is AC so devoid of it that you have to build new apartment complexes?
We are looking at two projects, and one is ground up and one is a rehab.
Right.
So
that's cool.
And they're all right in this area.
Right.
So
the amazing thing, you said I'm going to start buying on a beach block. That's what's crazy is not only can you buy your first property for $24,000, but you're on a beach block.
It's nuts.
It's
so nuts.
Yeah. It's really, it is crazy.
We were down here 2 months ago, and somebody was showing us a property that was 220 on a beach block, which to me sounded nuts, and the property was 120 a year before that.
Right. Yeah, it's wild, man.
So to talk about,
which is way more than the $24,000 that you paid for the place up the road.
Well, so that was a good deal, but I tell you what the better deal was, the next door building, which is now Rhythm and Spirits. It was a small Korean restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I think I paid $125,000, but that included the liquor license.
Oh,
wow.
And the liquor license now is probably worth $150,000.
Right.
So, you know, basically we got the building for free.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, does that liquor license cover Iron Room also?
So, yeah, that liquor license goes from Made to the end of the beer.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh, wow.
And then, I don't know if Kevin got a chance to show you, but the kitchen for the Iron Room and Rhythm and Spirits is a shipping container behind here on a lot I own on the next street.
Right.
So food's going to come from there, but we're also going to have an outdoor table out there. So we're going to have like a unique kind of outside dining experience part to the Iron Room.
That's really cool.
Could we see that kitchen later at some point from somebody?
Absolutely.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we mentioned it earlier. If you hop on the Iron Room's Instagram at Iron Room AC, you can see a picture of the shipping container rolling in.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize you're going to do outdoor dining. That's killer.
Yeah.
So what street will people access from to get there?
We are going to have something on Ocean, but its main access is going to be through the there's going to be a back door right Rhythm and Spirits.
Oh, that's so killer.
Yeah.
That's really cool. When do you think that's happening? Next summer?
By the spring.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
Yeah, they're finishing up the kitchen now, so.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, if people thought you were nuts, when did you buy your first building on Tennessee?
It was 4 years ago. March was 4 years ago, so four and a half years ago now.
So, 4 years ago, it looked like, you know, you were maybe a bit of a madman. Like, what's this guy doing buying this, like, ghost town block?
Wow. And what's crazy is I had no doubt in my mind.
Really?
I was like, this is a no-brainer.
Right.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
But then I really doubted myself when I was starting to talk.
I was just going
to
say, when did the doubt
happen? Yeah, I was like,
you signed the checks?
I was like, holy shit, what did I get myself into? Because now I have these buildings and nothing to do with them.
Right.
Right.
And I didn't want to operate another restaurant, let alone four.
Yeah. Did you have roots down here with the construction stuff already, or all of that stuff you had to learn? Or meet?
Yeah, we had to bring, you know, contractors in from up north.
And gotcha.
We did use some local people. But owning a restaurant's a lot of work.
Right.
So, you know, I had the Iron Room, obviously, but that was kind of on autopilot, if you will. I mean, Kevin's an amazing chef. The staff there is really dedicated.
Mm.
But here, you know, starting, you know, four basically from scratch was tough. And I mean, the beer hall's a big operation. It seats 100 inside and 200 outside.
Wow.
So it's a big place.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm lucky to have all the partners I have here. So
the beer hall is a killer setup. I mean, it's a perfect setting for like the outdoor. I'm just looking at our Instagram. Is at 10 Ave Beer Hall, TENN Ave Beer Hall. I mean, the outdoor setup there is sweet.
Yeah.
Like I saw some fires going. Like
yeah, we have a fire pit there. We have a little stage out there. You know, it's just. I think the beer hall hits on all cylinders. I mean, it's just good gastropub food.
Right.
It's a really cool design we did there.
Very cool.
Basically, we had to start from scratch. We even dug up the concrete floor. So
right.
It was really just a shell. But it came out great. A local art enthusiast sponsored a local artist to paint that mural on the wall for us. So,
cool.
I mean, it's cool. It's really weird. I still don't know what, you know,
what it is exactly.
I mean, we all have our interpretation, but
that's awesome.
But I mean, just the fact that he got behind it in the first place.
Yeah,
is cool,
right.
You know?
So, how have you seen, like, in your own experience, how would you describe like the transformation of AC in general over that period of the last 4 years?
Well, there's been a lot of amazing developments. So first off, you have Stockton.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have all these students here, and I think the thought process is if you go to college, a lot of kids end up staying where they went to college. So hopefully that's going to help increase Atlantic City's population. I think Hard Rock and Ocean opening, staying open, making money is really a good sign for the city. And we've formed a partnership with Hard Rock and Ocean and the Steel Pier and the Showboat. From Tennessee Avenue to the inlet is now what we're calling North Beach. And it's really, what's amazing about it is you have Hard Rock and Ocean and resorts that are like three major casinos working together.
That's cool.
And, you know, I was in a meeting with the presidents of those three casinos and me, and to see them all work together and collaborate on things. And we started having Music Row Monday, where there's live music available in all these places on Monday. We're launching a Sparkling Sunday,
cool,
where every Sunday in all of our properties, there'll be, some will be cheap sparkling, some will be expensive sparkling, some will be unique stuff.
Right. Little mini weekly festivals all the time that people can count on.
Yeah, but if you like sparkling wine, you're gonna, now you know you can come to the entire North Beach section of Atlantic City and have some good stuff.
That's
so
awesome.
So yeah, it's just, it's really interesting to see casinos work together like that, because in the past, you know, they just built these walls and try to keep you inside their wall and not let you in anybody else's wall. And
right.
now they're all marketing together.
Yeah.
So.
And that's cool that they you have a seat at that table as well, right?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's pretty funny. I feel like a little kid there sometimes, because you know, we're talking about marketing budgets and, you know, we all put in some money to do some collective advertising.
Right.
But yeah, it's great to have a seat at that table.
Do you
sure.
think that was like a lesson learned after casinos closed back in the 90s? They were like, listen, we've got to do business a little differently.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, before North Beach even started, Hard Rock was giving people directions on how to get to Tennessee Avenue.
Cool.
Because I think what they're trying to, they understand that you're not going to lock somebody in those four walls for a few days. People want to get out. They want to do something. They want to see the area they're in. And, you know, like Maid, there's no experience like Maid in or out of a casino.
Right.
So why would Hard Rock not want to send people there? Because it just adds to their whole experience of their trip.
Right.
So now maybe they're going to say, hey, I want to come back to Hard Rock, but I also want to go to Maid and have some great chocolate.
Totally.
So.
But also the knock on Atlantic City has always been that it's like, don't go outside of those casinos. It's a little bit skeezy. And that might have driven some people away, right? So now if it's like, oh, actually, there's some great stuff that you can start to do, you know, and as that reputation begins to build, it's only going to bring more people.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's cool. So you talked about feeling like a little kid at the table there. And I was watching it was like the 100 greatest NFL players the other day. They were like unveiling them all. And they show Mean Joe Green with the famous Coke commercial.
Yeah.
I've heard this story, and I don't think I ever know it right. But you have a weird connection to that commercial.
I'm the kid from the commercial. Remember the famous commercial, 1980? Give Mean Joe Green my Coke. Actually, I'm not the kid. But listen, I was a real estate appraiser for 20 years. There's nothing exciting about my life. So when you're at a cocktail party, you got to make up something fun to tell people. So
the way I heard the story is you were at like some kind of award ceremony, banquet kind of thing, and like word got out that you were the kid. Or I think you maybe announced it to the entire crowd.
Well, we went to a charity golf outing down in Tampa, and there was all sports celebrities there.
Right.
So the girl said to me, is there any celebrities you want to meet? And Joe Theismann was like the headliner.
Right.
I go, you know, maybe you can introduce me to Joe Theismann. I said, I don't know if you know who I am. I'm the kid from the Coke commercial. She's like, oh my God. So she brings me over to him and introduces me as the kid from the Coke commercial. So all day, he's telling everybody I'm the kid. I saw him on the golf course the next day.
Right.
So that was, that wasn't how it started though. I told somebody years ago that story.
So it's like a go-to for you.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah,
but now what's funny is people get so mad when they find out it's a lie.
Oh, really?
Well, because the people want to take pictures with me and, you know.
Hey, kid.
Yeah. And you know, back then it was Google was around, but it wasn't like what it is now.
Right.
So now it's easy to Google it and say, that's not you.
Who's
you
the
know,
kid? Liar. But that is almost the perfect story, because how the hell do you verify that kind of thing, right? Like, you know.
Well, and who's going to make that up?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right, totally.
It's not so outlandish.
Yeah, totally.
So I'll tell you, I tell two lies, and I try to gauge people's gullibility. And they actually, both of these stories, everybody buys it. The other one's a long story, but I'll try to, you know, cut it down.
Right.
I tell everybody that my senior year in high school, after I graduated, I spent the summer in Barcelona, and I was working at a restaurant. I was a busboy, and I say that I always asked the hostess out. I said she was the most beautiful girl I ever met, and every night she would say no. So it's getting to be end of August now, and I'm getting ready to go back, and I ask her out again. She says yes. So I'm like, holy shit, this is great. So I take her to the nicest place that I knew in Barcelona. Don't forget, I'm only 18. And we have dinner, and it's going great. She's like touching my arm. And you know how, like, you're on a date, and you know it's going well. So she gets up and goes to the bathroom, and I ask for the check. And the waiter goes, sir, it's cash only. So I go, shit, I don't have enough cash for this, you know?
Right.
So I'm like, what am I going to do? She's in a bathroom. There's a guy sitting two tables next to us by himself. He calls the waiter over, older guy, takes the waiter's guest check, and he starts coloring something. He gives it to the waiter. The waiter comes over to me, and he says, sir, your bill is taken care of. Tip and everything. Have a good night. So as he says this, she's walking back. I grab her hand. I start to walk out. We get out the door. And I say, I gotta find out what happened here. Like,
right.
Like what happened? I say, oh, I gotta go. I left something inside. I go in. I say to the maitre d', I go, what just happened? He goes, that's Pablo Picasso. And the waiter is gonna sell this thing for like $1,000. Pay your, you know, $200 meal bill. Make $800. And I'm like, that's amazing. How does that happen, right? Yeah. So anyway.
I thought you were going to dig out, it's like the third tenor no one knows is from Barcelona. I thought it was going to be it.
I thought the waitress or the host was going to be Selma Hayek.
Yeah. Anyway, everybody buys this story. People I've known my whole life.
Right.
And they're like, how come you never told me you met Picasso? Now, here's the thing. Picasso died in like
1880s?
No, he died in the late 70s.
Oh, okay.
It was about 10 years before the story. So if there's people that I think know about art, I change it to Salvador Dali.
Oh, nice.
Because he died right around the time where it would work.
That's a good one.
But Picasso's a better story.
Right.
Because then some people are like, oh my God, I thought he died in like 1800s. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
So this is this kind of imagination what you draw on to come up with ideas like Tennessee Ave? I mean, is that what this is all about?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know where the idea for this whole thing.
But you said you're an appraiser for 20 years. It's a super boring job. But this is not boring at all.
Right.
You know, so when did you decide that this is when you're going to lash out? When you had enough money?
Yeah. Well, like I said, my original plan here was just to be a landlord.
Right.
You know, like my thought was I'm going to buy these buildings and people are going to rent them and they're going to fit it out themselves and they're going to pay me rent and I'm just going to collect rent and this is going to be great. I'm going to make a lot of money and... you know, I'm starting to make money now, but it's been a lot of work.
Right.
You know,
right.
It really has.
That's awesome.
And then, I'm even though my partners are great, I'm still kind of a control freak with some things. So I'm like, you know, texting them, what about this? You know, let's try this next week.
Let these guys do a podcast.
Yeah.
No, that's the kind of shit he hears about after. He's like, what the hell are you doing letting a podcast in here? Actually, probably the highlight of Rhythm and Spirits is got John Moses performing there tonight. Also.
Yeah. Bob Levy is that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. The Reverend's going to be popping in, so it should be a good
one. Well, let's hope.
He's not the most reliable of guys,
well,
I guess.
Yeah.
All right. So any goals other than opening apartments in AC, like what are you, like longer term vision of what you want to do here and kind of predictions?
I want to follow through with my original goal and just be a landlord. So that's why after this, I'm just going to build apartments and collect rent.
That's cool.
You know, the city, I mean, there's kind of like two cities. There's the tourism casino city, and then there's the living, breathing, this is where people live and work city.
Right.
And sometimes they're just different. But to fix this, you know, the living, breathing part of the city, you just need residents. Mm-hmm. There's only about 38,000 people that live in the city right now.
Wow.
A lot of them are below the poverty line. So if you can get, you know, 5,000 to 10,000 new productive working residents living in the city, you change the complete landscape of things.
Right.
And now the discussion isn't can one coffee shop make it in the city, it's we need three. Mm. And can one yoga studio make it, now we need two. And and that kind of thing.
That's
my thinking is let's give people a reason to want to live here.
Right.
So my thought for this, you know, development was okay, let's give Atlantic City a Main Street. Now there's a reason to live here, and now it's giving a place to live and just get people to live here.
Right. Do you enjoy spending time here?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my condo is a few blocks away.
Right.
And I walk here and I spend a night here.
That's cool.
You
know?
So.
You love it.
And we put the golf channel on at the beer hall. And
as I was going to say, you want to be a landlord so you can have more time drinking wine and watching golf.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, you know, that's pretty much what I want to do. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great place to, you know, with the waterfront, the amount of activities going on here. It's a cool place to live.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. I mean, where can you live on the ocean for this kind of money with all this stuff to do? And so my condo is right in front of ocean.
Okay.
So when we're bored and we want to go, we walk to ocean and sit at American Cut. Now I'm having, you know, bar food by an Iron Chef. It is crazy.
Right. That's cool. Yeah, there's not many places like that at all.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
All right.
Mark, I appreciate
it. I ran out of time.
You're welcome to hang out all day.
All right.
Thanks
for having me. Thanks for coming down. And you guys will all be here for the comedy show tonight?
Totally.
All right.
We appreciate you hanging out with us and hosting us.
Yeah.
And couple Orange Loop tours going on this afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. The realtors are bringing a busload of people.
That's killer.
Yeah, you guys have got the other thing, so it's perfect. Yeah.
Awesome.
Just bring eyeballs to the area. Thank you.
Yeah. When can I look at that kitchen real quick? I just want to look at it, take a couple pictures. And
Kevin's got the keys. So we just gotta.
Okay.
Whenever Kevin gets back.
Cool. Excellent.
But yeah, I mean, and it's actually what's funny is that, I don't know if you saw the old Iron Room kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually like 2.5 times the size of the old kitchen.
That's killer.
Yeah, that kitchen was small.
Very cool.
So, all right. Listen. So thanks again, guys.
Thanks so much, Mark.
No problem. So
appreciate
I want everyone to check out 10avac.com. TENNAVAC.com. Obviously, Made Chocolate, Iron Room, Rhythm and Spirits, Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall, all that good stuff. Mark, thanks for checking in with us.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys.
No
thanks.
Problem.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.